Magic Breakfast with Scudder.
The amazing race continues Sunday 7:30, and I'm pretty excited because SA Week is kicking off on the amazing race. Yep, they are visiting our backyard, so we thought let's get Bo Ryan on the show again. Morning, Bo.
Hey, always good, mate. Thanks for having me. Yeah, SA Week is brutal. It's brutal. Starting Cooper Beatty on Sunday night, and then Monday we head to Rattleade, the city where you can get anywhere in 30 minutes, which isn't true for half our teams, and then head down to Port Lincoln. So it's good, man. It's four seasons in three eps, and it sorts out the wheat from the chaff. Good.
Yeah, well, I thought, is SA going to be nice to you? Obviously not. And we turned it on for you. Well, we're heading for, 38, 39 today? It's going to be a beautiful day across South Australia today.
Yeah, this weather doesn't know what it wants down here. Last time I was down here, it was 6, and now it's 37. Very similar to my wife.
Yeah. I'll make sure she doesn't hear this.
She gets very hot and then gets very cold on me very quickly.
Wow. I mean, I was going to say, you know, we turned it on, how are you going to go? But you survived Central Queensland. What was it in winter?
Yeah. Mate, look, it's hot here, but it's got nothing on. I mean, we're in the middle of the country where it's 40, but the hottest place, I was just trying to explain to one of my co-workers, is probably Darwin and far north Queensland. I don't have to say Darwin. Darwin was only mid-20s, maybe 28 degrees, but the humidity up there. We couldn't film late in the afternoon because it was probably too dangerous for our teams and our cameramen and audio men and women. So Darwin was the hottest. Darwin was the hottest by far. We filmed a couple of years ago in Korea, and it was very, very similar. Hot, sticky, and very unforgiving.
I was in Darwin for a week, and I think I had a beer in my hand the whole time. I think that's the secret there.
Yeah, you got it, man. You got a drink up there. They got that silly season up there. They got the monsoon weather, and people do things that they don't usually do up there, which is good for TV, but not great for your marriage.
Yeah, true. Speaking of Darwin, I've got a bet with the guys up there, Hot 100 FM, our other station up there. Danny and Brent, the breakfast show, they're great people, but I made a wager, really stupid wager. It'll probably, look, I'm going to lose it, and it'll involve me having to deliver a car from here to Darwin. So
wow.
I know you've been on the GAN recently. I was wondering if you've got any survival tips for me when I inevitably lose and have to drive to Darwin from here.
Oh, look, mate, coffee's going to be your best friend. I just finished a long black. And Kaylee just got me one now. It was it's on the road, coffee, long blacks were my best friends.
Okay.
I drive that long. I don't know, bro. That's going to take you, 4 days or something?
Oh, I'll knock it off in two, I reckon.
2 days, no sleep.
31 hours.
I don't recommend it, but if you're going to do that, man, that's a lot of 7-Eleven coffee, eh? I reckon every 3 hours have a triple shot.
Okay. Do you want to just come with me, Bo?
When is it?
Potentially
next
month.
I just remembered I'm flat out, man. I'm going away again. We're going away again.
That's all right. Rain check. That's all right. We saw the lovely Sepher and Jess the other day. We had them on the show and asked them about it too. Jess petrified in the croc challenge. Was everyone worried about her, like on set, that she would just kind of freak out, throw the towel in and just run away from the whole set?
See, that day I can't really remember because I was ahead of the teams, but any time you're working with live animals, and it's hard because we had the 14 teams and the 14 crocs, I mean, it's a bit of a lucky dip because sometimes you can pick up some of the crocs were actually quite relaxed and sleepy and sedated, and then other ones like Jess's ones were just going apeshit as soon as you touch them. So the good thing about working with live animals and kids, you don't really know what you're going to get. So it was good for TV, but I think Jess was putting on a bit, which was good.
Oh, good. Animating a little bit, but I reckon she may have had a few nightmares since then, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Might have done some permanent damage there. Always good to catch up with you, Bo. The Amazing Race continues Sunday 7:30. Thanks so much, mate.
Hey, good luck on that drive, bro.
Yeah, thank you.